This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia's targeting Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. There was fighting and artillery fire in Kyiv suburbs this morning. This after an airstrike on a military base near the Polish border brought the war dangerously close to NATO's doorstep. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
While air raid alerts sounded in cities and towns all over the country overnight, from near the Russian border in the east to the Carpathian Mountains in the west, airstrikes have hit residential buildings and knocked out a television mast in the northwest. Explosions rang out overnight around the Russian-occupied Black Sea port of Kherson. As well, most airstrikes hit the northern city of Chernihiv, and most of the town is without heat. Several areas haven't had electricity in days. Utility workers are trying to restore power, but frequently come under shelling.
The AP has learned that a pregnant woman and her baby have died after Russia bombed the maternity hospital where she was to give birth. Images of the woman being rushed to an ambulance had circled the world. An advisor to Ukraine's president predicted ahead of today's talks with Russia that they would be difficult. The war in Ukraine keeps pushing up gas prices. Gas is $4.32 a gallon this morning, up 26 cents in a week. That's according to the AAA. Former President Obama says he's tested positive for COVID and had a scratchy throat, but otherwise feels fine. He's vaccinated and boosted, he says. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports about 75% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated, and about 48% of the fully vaccinated have received a booster shot. The CDC relaxed its guidelines for indoor masking in late February. That meant the majority of Americans live in areas without the recommendation for indoor masking in public.
This is AP News. You may be wondering why gas prices have been skyrocketing lately. And although we know the war in Ukraine is part of this, the AP's Ben Thomas has been digging a little deeper with an industry expert.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, notes oil prices were already going up. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the sanctions that's prompted are driving this price surge because
Russia is the second biggest exporter of oil after Saudi Arabia.
And it follows a sustained period of curtailed global output. As to whether gas prices pause a little or go yet higher, Lundberg says
the only unlikely thing is for them to drop right now.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Tom Brady's retirement lasted 40 days. Tom Brady says he's returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season. He says he's realized his place is still on the field and not in the stands. He says he loves his teammates and his supportive family made this all possible, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,